Namaste Vasudevaya. Is that the right verse?
Maybe not. What did you say? 5:14.
That's chapter 3, right? So it's chapter 2:5:14. Oh, that is? Yes, 15. Yeah, 15. Okay, all right. So I didn't totally fall into an illusion. Narayana Para Veda Deva Narayanangajan Narayana Para Loka Narayana Para Makaha Narayana Para Veda Deva Narayanan Gaja Narayana Para Loka Narayana Para Makaha Narayana Para Veda Deva Narayanangajaha Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paramaka Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayanangajaha Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paramakaha
Narayana Paraveda
Narayana Paraveda Narayana Maka Narayana Paraloka
Narayana Paraveda
Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayana Angaja Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paramaka Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayana Angaja Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paramaka Narayana Paraveda Narayana Paraveda Narayana Vaishnavis Narayana Paraveda Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paraloka the Supreme Lord,
Paraha,
is the cause
and is meant for.
Vedaha,
knowledge.
Devaha,
the demigods.
Narayana,
the Supreme Lord.
Angajaha,
assisting hands.
Narayana,
the personality of Godhead.
For paraha,
for the sake of.
Lokaha,
the planets.
Narayana,
the Supreme Lord.
Paraha,
just to please him.
Makaha,
all sacrifices.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Translation.
The Vedic literatures are made by and are meant for the Supreme Lord. The demigods are also meant for serving the Lord as parts of his body. Sometimes what's on the screen is different than what's from the database. Yeah, so I was just checking. Narayana. Oh, we did that one. Makaha. We didn't. Okay. Paraha. Oh, we're finished with that. Okay, sorry. The Vedic literatures are made by and are meant for the Supreme Lord. The demigods are also meant for serving the Lord as parts of his body. The different planets are also meant for the sake of the Lord, and different sacrifices are performed just to please him. Purport. According to the Vedanta Sutras, Shastra Yoni Dvat, the Supreme Lord is the author of all Vedic scriptures, and all revealed scriptures are for knowing the Supreme Lord. Veda means knowledge that leads one to the Lord. The Vedas are made just to revive the forgotten consciousness of the conditioned souls, and any literature not meant for reviving God consciousness is rejected at once by the Narayana Para devotees. Such deluding books of knowledge, not having Narayana as their aim, are not at all knowledge, but are the playgrounds for crows who are interested in the rejected refuse of this world. Any book of knowledge, science or art, must lead to the knowledge of Narayana. Otherwise, it must be rejected. That is the way of advancement of knowledge. The supreme worshipful deity is Narayana. The demigods are recommended secondarily for worship in relation to Narayana because the demigods are assisting hands in the management of the universal affairs. As the officers of the kingdom are respected due to their relation to the king, the demigods are worshipped due to their relation to the Lord. Without the Lord's relation, worship of the demigods is unauthorized, avidipurvakam, just as it is improper to water the leaves and branches of a tree without watering its root. Therefore, the demigods are also dependent on Narayana. The lokas, or different planets, are attractive because they have different varieties of life and bliss, partially representing the Sat-Chit-Ananda-Vigraha. Everyone wants an eternal life of bliss and knowledge in the material world. In the material world, such an eternal life and bliss and knowledge is progressively realized in the upper planets. But after reaching there, one is inclined to achieve further progress along the path back to Godhead. Duration of life with a proportionate quantity of bliss and knowledge may be increased from one planet to another. One can increase the duration of life to thousands and hundreds of thousands of years in different planets, but nowhere is there eternal life. But one who can reach the highest planet, that of Brahma, can aspire to reach the planets in the spiritual sky, where life is eternal. Therefore, the progressive journey from one planet to another culminates in reaching the supreme planet of the Lord, Madhama, where life is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. All different kinds of sacrifice are performed just to satisfy Lord Narayan with a view to reaching him. And the best sacrifice recommended in this age of Kali is the Sankirtan Yajna, the mainstay of devotional service of a Narayana Para devotee. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So the main thing I got from this verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada is that it's all one big system. It all fits together. The planets, the bodies that we're in, everything is meant for the service of the Lord. The universe actually has a purpose. It's not without purpose. And we're not simply an accident. You know, there's a reason why we're here, why the universe is here, why Vedic knowledge is here, why the process of sacrifice is there. And that's pretty comprehensive. That pretty much includes everything. I mean, there are different subdivisions of each of those things, but it's basically one system. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma stated, everything is Krishna's energy. He's planned it. He's manifested it. And each of us is part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jivara Sarupahoy Krishnara Nityadas, our constitutional position, our eternal identity is servant of Krishna. And either we serve Krishna's spiritual energy or we try to serve his material energy. And for those who misuse their free will in such a way that they turn away from Krishna, Krishna provides for them another place, and that's the material universe. But he doesn't forget them. Although they've forgotten him, he doesn't forget them. He accompanies each one as the super soul within the heart. You know, he says, Sarvasya chaham hridisani vishto matasmatur jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvaraham eva vedyo vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. So, there are, in that verse from Bhagavad Gita, are several of the points that Srila Prabhupada is making in this verse and purport. For example, he says, the Supreme Lord is the author of all revealed scriptures, and all revealed scriptures are for knowing the Supreme Lord. So that's repeated by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedeshtra Savaraham Avedyo. All the Vedic literatures are ultimately meant for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also, he's the author, directly or indirectly, of the different Vedic literatures, Vedanta Krit. And he is the actual knower of the Vedas, Vedavit, the knower of the Vedas. So, ultimately, and he's inside the heart of every living being, Sarvashichaham Ridisani Vishto. Krishna says, as the super soul, I am in the hearts of every living being. I am within every atom. So to understand that, that Krishna is present everywhere, while also maintaining his individuality, his personality, his individuality, this is really pretty amazing. And then to realize that we're part of that original personality of Godhead is really amazing. To understand that Krishna is ultimately in control of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna. You know, we tend to think I'm a controller. You know, I control a company, I control a family, I control a city, you're a mayor of a city, you're a county board member, you're a state governor, you're the president of a country, you're the head of the United Nations. But above all those heads, these different Ishvaras, there is the supreme Ishvara, and his identity is Krishna, supreme personality of Godhead. Everything is one of his energies. We're each of us, each conscious individual living being, is part and parcel of him. So if we truly understand that, then we're amazed. So he says in the translation of this verse that all the different planets are also meant for the sake of the Lord. So there's life on other planets. The modern scientists, they haven't yet understood this. And if they think of life, they only think, well, maybe on some planet the chemicals may have combined together to form some simple living thing. You know, it's like the frog in the well. You know, the frog in the well can only perceive the water in the bottom of the well. And some other frog comes and tells him about the Pacific Ocean. You know, he can't understand it. He can only understand within his range of perception and range of thought. So the Vedic literature is providing us with information about not just our planet, but all planets in the universe. And they're all inhabited. They're all places meant to deliver to the conditioned souls on those planets a certain type of and level of experience, which, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport, is a reflection or partial realization of Satchitananda Vigraha, the original spiritual planet, the original the original home of us all. So the you know, people are, you know, interested in this, you know, therefore they speculate so many things. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're getting a factual description, a factual understanding of these things from the source of all genuine knowledge. So another point that's made is that these planets, you know, they're demigods, you know, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. And the earth offers a certain type of experience to the souls here. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that one can go to a higher level of enjoyment, but it's still temporary. And even if you go to the highest planet, the planet of Brahma, the highest material planet, it's still temporary. Abharma bhuvanaloka punarvarjana arjuna. Even if you go to the highest material planet, still life there is temporary. It may be much longer than our lifetime as human beings in the Kali Yuga on this planet. You know, the body lasts at most 100 years. Maybe a few people go a few more. And not everyone is going to get to 100. So, but on the higher planets of the demigods, life can be longer. Even in different yugas on this planet, life can be longer. In Satya Yuga, said people live for 100,000 years. And then in Treta Yuga, it said people live for 10,000 years. And in Dwapara Yuga, they live for 1,000 years. And then in Kali Yuga, 100 years. So even on this planet, you know, at different times, there are different lengths of life and different levels of enjoyment. But on the progressively higher planets of the demigods, the lifespan increases. Some of the demigods and sages, they live for the period of a manvantar. Some live for the period of a kalpa. Some live, like Lord Brahma, for the entire existence, time of existence of our universe, which is about 311,040,000,000,000 years. So that's a long time compared to us. But Srila Prabhupada mentions in several places that time is relative. You know, for Lord Brahma, he lives his 100 years of his life, and we live 100 years of our life, and his is vastly longer than ours, but to him it also would seem short, really. But Sometimes, you know, there are stories of how people on this planet go to see Lord Brahma, and then they're there only a short period of time, and they come back to this planet, and millions of years have passed. Like King Kakudmi, you know, he had the ability to travel to Brahmaloka from this planet. Now, you know, they send up little spaceships and they're very happy if they can get to the moon or Mars. But King Kakudmi, he was able to travel from this planet to the planet of Lord Brahma. And he wanted to inquire there about a husband for his daughter, Revati. And when he got there, he said, I need to speak to Lord Brahma. And some of the inhabitants of Brahma Loka told him, well, he's busy right now. He's listening to a concert. But he'll be with you in a moment. And you know, then Brahma came finally after a few minutes and asked the king, what can I do for you? And he explained his mission. He was thinking of a husband for his daughter, and he thought Brahma would be able to help him make that decision. So he started listing different kings. Oh, there's this one or that one. And then Brahma kind of stopped and said, you know, during the time that you've been here, millions of years have passed on earth. And all the kings that you've mentioned, they're long gone. But when you go back, it'll be time for Krishna and Balaram to appear. And your daughter will be the wife of Balaram, Revati. So that actually happened. And there's similar stories connected with King Indradyumna, who built the Jagannath Puri temple. You know, he also had an experience like that. So so the time factor is there. But the main point is for us to recognize that we've been placed in a material universe. We're on this earth planet in this universe. And Krishna has given us the Vedic literature so that we can understand what our real identity is and what we should be doing. And what we should be doing is trying to please Krishna. So that means sacrifice, giving something to another for the pleasure of that person, not our own. So the Vedic literature is meant to do that, to inform us about sacrifice to Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, the best sacrifice in the age of Kali is the Sankirtan Yajna, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, either in the form of the holy name of the Lord, the literatures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and others. But everything, the sacrifice, the universe, the planets, we ourselves, the demigods, all arranged by Krishna. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Swavas. He's waiting for a microphone.
Thank you for a nice class, Prabhu. My question is about the Brahma Jyoti. Now, you know, we say merging into the light. Is there, like living entities go into there, do they see each other? Like, you know, if a living entity is going like in Brahman realization, now is there form and is there activity in that Brahma Jyoti?
I think we would say yes, but I think their conception is they lose their individuality, and Krishna apparently in some way facilitates that for them, but they actually do continue to exist. That's why it's said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that, you know, by great effort one may go to that platform, but will come down. However, it's also stated that some devotees had achieved Brahman realization. That was their state. But at the same time, they became somehow or other aware of Krishna and then became devotees from that point. If I were a Mayavadi impersonalist and I thought I had achieved the Brahman platform, I'd be very surprised if I could see another individual up there. So I think, yeah, depending, you know, like it says in the Bhagavad Gita verse, I'm the super soul in the heart of all living entities, and from me come memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So if Krishna arranged it like that, you could say, well, yeah, they might be able to perceive others. But Krishna seems to facilitate their desire not to be an individual and have reciprocation with other individuals. But like it says in that other verse, Arura Krishna Param Param, even though they may rise with great difficulty to that impersonal Brahman realization, they because they haven't achieved, engaged in devotional service, they again come down. So, anything? Is it, what time is it? Okay, we've still got a minute or two. Rabindranath Prabhu.
Yeah, you mentioned how Lord Brahma's long lifetime seems like 100 years to him. So what about those in Satyuga? They live for 100,000 years, so does that seem like 100 years to them?
I'm not sure what the question is. Lord Brahma has 100.
Didn't you say that, you know, Lord Brahma lives for 311 trillion years, but to him it seems like 100 years? Is that what you were saying?
Well, that's based on the idea that you have the day of Brahma, which lasts 8, a complete day of Brahma is 8.6 billion years. So if you take that times, you know, 360, which would be a month, and then you multiply that by 12, you get a certain figure. Then you multiply that by 100. That's how you get the 311 trillion, 40 million years. So that's in reference to his time. But to him, it seems like 100 years. And that's the calculation. That's what his 100 years are. And here in Kali Yuga, we live for 100 years also. And it's a shorter period of time. Now, there may be some difference, like you say, in Satya Yuga, 100,000. But 100,000 or 100 is compared to 311 trillion 40 billion years is still pretty insignificant. Is that Archie?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure, because you know, it seems like when that one devotee went to see him, he was just there a short time, but so much time passed on Earth. So it just seems like they're doing things very slowly up there compared to what they're doing down here is very fast, or so many activities are happening here, whereas there it's like,
Srila Prabhupada, you know, explained that it's relative. For us, 100 years feels like a long time. And, you know, for Brahma, he has a similar, his 100 years feels like a long time to him. But, okay, Savasvara, you have something?
Yeah, I just want to say, Prabhupada gave a little example about that. There are some insects that just live for a matter of hours. And in those matter of hours, they go through everything. Birth, death, old age, and disease, and then they die. And that is all accomplished just in a matter of hours. So compared to us and compared to that particular insect, it would be like almost comparable to what Lord Brahma is, because they do everything in a matter of like 3 hours or 4 hours, and life is finished. Like like an insect in the night, like the nocturnal kind of insect.
Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
somewhere on this planet.